From the Heart, November 24. The Holy Spirit and the Remnant. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. We see before us a special work to be done. We are now to pray as never before for the Holy Spirit's guidance. Let us seek the Lord with the whole heart, that we may find Him. We have received the light of the three angels' messages, and we need now to come decidedly to the front and take our position on the side of truth. The saving knowledge of God will accomplish its purifying work on the mind and heart of every believer. The Word declares, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean." This is the descent of the Holy Spirit, sent from God to do its office work. The house of Israel is to be imbued with the Holy Spirit and baptized with the grace of salvation. Amid the confusing cries, "Lo, here is Christ! Lo, there is Christ!" will be born a special testimony, a special message of truth appropriate for this time, which message is to be received, believed, and acted upon. The eternal truth of the Word will stand forth free from all seductive errors and spiritualistic interpretations, free from all fancifully drawn, alluring pictures. Falsehoods will be urged upon the attention of God's people, but the truth is to stand clothed in its beautiful, pure garments. The Word, precious in its holy, uplifting influence, is not to be degraded to a level with common, ordinary matters. It is always to remain uncontaminated by the fallacies by which Satan seeks to deceive, if possible, the very elect. The proclamation of the gospel is the only means in which God can employ human beings as his instrumentalities for the salvation of souls. As men, women, and children proclaim the gospel, the Lord will open the eyes of the blind to see his statutes and will write upon the hearts of the truly penitent his law. The animating Spirit of God, working through human agencies, leads the believer to be of one mind, one soul, unitedly loving God and keeping his commandments, preparing here below for translation. Let the work of proclaiming the gospel of Christ be made efficient by the agency of the Holy Spirit. Let not one believer, in the day of trial and proving that has already begun, listen to the devising of the enemy. The living Word is the sword of the Spirit. Mercies and judgments will be sent from heaven. The working of providence will be revealed both in mercies and in judgments.